Let's go back to Mr. Brady's original request of the Ethics Commission.
Yes.
When he gets in 2018, he's a former Scituate cop, he's a former Johnson cop. He wants to work details because it's good money. A lot of retired officers do. But he's the president of the town council. So,
and his son works for the police department.
So he, rightly so, goes to the Ethics Commission.
Absolutely. I was very pleased that he did. It was actually refreshing to see that a person who was recently elected was thinking about ethical considerations. And he formally requested an ethics opinion as to what he could and could not do. The council president was concerned as to why he wasn't being selected for details. In other words, he wasn't getting as many details as he thought he should have been getting. And that sets a whole chain of events between him and the chief of police, who technically is responsible for overseeing the detail program within the police department. So the council president ordered the chief of the police to do an investigation as to what was going on with the detail and why he wasn't selected, and I want answers immediately. And apparently when he didn't get those immediate answers, that ratcheted up a little more. In my opinion, he's way over his skis on this one. He's completely violating the ethics opinion that he got, and he's deep into, you know, trying to find out why he personally is not getting details within the department. In the same email where the chief indicated that he was being harassed by the council president, he also indicates that he believes that the council president had violated the ethics opinion that he had been given. And I don't think it's any coincidence that that email went out July 19th, and the next day they have this emergency meeting to put him out on quote-unquote emergency leave. So to me, this had nothing to do with his physical or mental health. It had everything to do with being a whistleblower and finally calling the council president to the carpet and saying, hey, yeah, you're basically violating the ethics law.
Get off my back.
The new Republican council who replaced the independent men seemed to be hell-bent in erasing any vestiges of any of their appointees, and obviously the police chief was one of the top on their list.
So again, in your opinion, do you think that was part of the driving factor that, hey, he's not our guy?
Absolutely, which is concerning in itself. I mean, the police chief shouldn't be anybody's guy. The police chief should be, you know, serving the public and making sure that, you know, law is enforced fairly and uniformly.